This is Fred Cooper, Program Director. Gerald Katz, the treasurer of the Students Association, has a few words for us.
It was just about a year ago today, as a matter of fact, February 13, 1969, that College Cabinet Finance Board, the financial arm of the Students Association, was approached by WRUR with a $30,000 proposal to install a new 5,000-watt FM stereo radio station. Now, fortunately, they had already approached the U of R administration and gained substantial financing from them in the form that the administration was willing to give us outright one half that amount and loan us the other half in the form of a 10-year interest-free loan. We began to tackle the problem by forming a committee, which was chaired by Steve Kosan, who has since graduated, Steve Cohn, Craig Miller, the Director of Student Activities, and myself. So we began the process of going into this proposal and seeing just what implications it had for the Students Association. We contacted a number of professionals in the broadcasting field and tried to answer some of these questions. First, was the equipment that they were proposing, was it the optimal equipment? Was it the best that we could get for our purposes? We looked very deeply into the programming at WRUR. Just what kind of programming did they intend to present on the new station? We contacted a number of other colleges in major American cities who had similar stations and looked into how their stations were working, how they were broadcasting to their entire metropolitan communities. And of course, we looked very deeply into the actual runnings of the station. We saw to it that they had a very definite and well-written station policy. We looked into their personnel. Did they have enough good people to present the kind of programming that they were talking about? And of course, we did a very substantial cost analysis. Just how realistic was that $30,000 figure that they were presenting with us? Would it in reality turn out to cost more or less? And we finally did a very careful campus poll here at the River Campus and the Eastman Schools to see if enough people had FM and FM stereo equipment, and just how much did the students want this kind of improved FM station. So in reality, what we did was we sort of threw a number of proposals back into WRUR's lap. We asked them to answer a number of questions for us and prove to us that they were ready to do this kind of thing. I think more than anything, we found that we were extremely impressed with the people at WRUR. And of course, there were a number of other reasons for students investing their money in this kind of project. The U of R is often criticized for its lack of involvement with the Rochester community. So this was the students' way of getting involved. This was our service to the community. We now have a vehicle to present programming of concern to Rochesterians. We can discuss urban problems with people in the community and our students and faculty here. We now have a vehicle for faculty to present lectures of interest to the community. And the great number of speakers who come to our campus now can be presented to the entire Rochester community. And besides that, we found that there was a lack of this kind of FM stereo programming here in Rochester. We could fill this gap. Fortunately, the proposal was now financially feasible. I remember a very humorous day when I received a $20,000 check in the mail from the administration. This was sort of the getting off the ground type of day, and it was a very memorable day, to say the least. So it's with great pride and confidence in the personnel at WRUR that on behalf of the Students Association, we present this new 5,000-watt stereo WRUR-FM to the university community and to the people of metropolitan Rochester, New York. We hope you enjoy our station, and we hope that you'll take an active part in helping us by telling us what you think of the station.